games. There's all kinds of things. Maybe you're ticked off, or maybe you're looking forward to a new game. You've been up too late playing a game. All these things happen to me. But when we think about games, a lot of times we think about stuff like this, first-person shooters or the big, what we would call AAA games. Or maybe you're a Facebook game player. This is one my partner and I worked on. Maybe you play Facebook games, and that's what we're making right now. It's a lighter form of game. Maybe you think about the tragically boring board games that hold us hostage in Thanksgiving situations. This would be one of those tragically boring board games that you can figure out. Or maybe you're in your living room, you know, playing with the Wii, with the kids, or something like that. And, you know, there's this whole range of games, and that's very much what I think about. I make my living from games. I've been lucky enough to do this since I was 15, which also qualifies as I've never really had a real job. But we think about games as fun, and that's completely reasonable. But let's just think about this. So this one here, this is the 1980 Olympics. I don't know where you guys were, but I was in my living room. It was practically a religious event. And this is when the Americans beat the Russians. And this was, yes, it was technically a game. Hockey is a game. But really, was this a game? I mean, people cried. I've never seen my mother cry like that at the end of Monopoly. And so this was just an amazing experience. Or, you know, if anybody here is from Boston. So when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series after, I believe, 351 years, when they won the World Series, it was amazing. I happened to be living in Springfield at the time, and the best part of it is that in the, like, you would close the women's door in the bathroom, and I remember seeing "Go Sox," and I thought, really? Or the houses, you'd come out, because every game, well, I think almost every game, went into overtime, right? So we'd be outside, and all the other lights are on in the whole block. And kids, like, the attendance was down in school, and kids weren't going to school, but it's okay. It's the Red Sox, right? I mean, there's education, and then there's the Red Sox, and we know where they're stacked. So this was an amazing experience. And again, yes, it was a game, but they didn't write newspaper articles. People didn't say, you know, really, I can die now because the Red Sox won. And many people did. So games mean something more to us. Absolutely means something more.